Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. President Obama is promising improvements to health care for veterans, just as a scandal about delays in getting cares at VA hospitals reemerges.
The Veterans Affairs Inspector General is releasing a report on the impact of those delays, and VA officials say the report finds no conclusive proof that veterans at a VA hospital in Phoenix died because of delays in seeing doctors. So in a few minutes, we're going to speak with the whistleblowing doctor who made that claim and get his response.
But first, when the president spoke today to the American Legion National Convention, he promised to hold people accountable for what he calls outrageous and inexcusable misconduct. And he issued 19 executive actions to improve veterans' access to health care and housing.
Just one example, we're expanding suicide prevention training across the military and the VA, so colleagues and clinicians can spot the warning signs and encourage our troops and veterans to seek help.
3 months ago, a scandal over long wait times and falsified records at the Phoenix VA forced Obama's Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Eric Shinseki, out of office. Joining us on the line is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, tell us a bit about the timing of this. I mean, we have the president's speech to the American Legion just as this report is coming out, and there were leaks about the report.
Well, of course, the president has some fences to mend with veterans and all of the Americans who want to see the veterans done right by the administration. This was a president who ran for office promising to keep the faith with those who'd served the nation in uniform. And as you say, we had that scandal this summer. And while it began with the VA center in Phoenix, it was exposed as being much broader than that, systemic. Nationwide, there were problems with veterans getting access to the care that they were entitled to at VA facilities. And so, the president, obviously he's replaced the VA secretary. Congress has acted to make more resources available. But there's a lot of work to be done to sort of mend fences.
And as we mentioned, one of the remedies is 19 executive actions. We just heard the president name one of them, expanding suicide prevention. Give us a sampling of some of the others.
Well, a lot of them have to do with improving mental health care within the VA. For example, right now, if a service member leaves active duty and is then sort of becomes the responsibility of the VA, there's a missed handoff in the care of that service member when it comes to their mental health care. So one of the executive actions is to make that a more seamless transition. There's also actions to investigate the traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. The White House is announcing a brain conference that's going to be done this fall, going to be held this fall. There are efforts to involve peer counselors more actively in mental health care. So lots of steps needed to improve the mental health care of veterans. Also steps to improve economic opportunity and to make some of the rights that veterans have when it comes to a break on housing costs more accessible. There was a law passed back in 2003 that was designed to help veterans with housing costs, but it was sort of cumbersome and unwieldy. Some of the actions that the president is announcing today are designed to make that process more streamlined.
And these new actions are on top of a $16 billion bipartisan law that the president signed earlier this month to hire more healthcare providers and build more VA hospitals. And of course,
it does that. It also sets up some private competition. So on the one hand, it makes sure that the VA itself has more resources, but also gives veterans who need care an out if they aren't able to get care in a timely fashion, either because they live too far away from a VA hospital or because the wait list is too long. The government will pick up the tab for them to seek private care.
What are veterans groups saying about what they're hearing?
Well, you know, I think they want to see some proof. The president has been saying the right things about what needs to happen, but of course, he and all the past presidents have said the right things about what needs to happen, and yet we still wound up with this very long backlog in getting care for veterans because of lack of resources and, in some cases, mismanagement. And then, of course, we had goals which were unrealistic given the amount of resources, where vets were supposed to be scheduled appointments within 14 days, and then we had staff members at the VA actually misrepresenting their records in order to cover that up. So there's a lot of distrust, and it's going to take more than, you know, just a speech or even laws being passed to address that. People want to see the proof. They want to see that money actually turning into better care, shorter wait times.
And Scott, as Robin mentioned, the Inspector General, the in-house Inspector General report by the VA says it found no proof that delays in seeing doctors caused deaths of veterans. But it is taking responsibility for some things, like substantial delays and quality of care concerns. What else is the VA taking responsibility for?
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of the headline, that they couldn't actually pin a death on the delay in care. But the VA has really almost said that's kind of beside the point. Trying to find that cause and effect would have been challenging. Some of these veterans were elderly. Some of them had chronic conditions. But Sloan Gibson, the interim VA secretary, and now the new secretary, Bob McDonald, have said, look, this is inexcusable. Whether somebody died or not, we need to make sure that vets get cared for much more quickly.
Scott Horsley is an NPR White House correspondent. Scott, thank you.
My pleasure.